Hello and welcome to the Career Corner, where we answer your career cues. My name is Lucas Kaufman. I'm your host for this show, as you know by now. Today, I've got two very special guests who are here to talk to us about double majoring. Today, in the Career Corner, we are joined by Casey Ingraham and Mariana Contreras. Casey and Mariana, welcome to the show.
Happy to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Incredible to have you. So, we're going to jump right in, boots first. Can you guys share your personal experiences with double majoring and what made you kind of decide to go that direction in your college career?
So I'm a screen cultures and journalism double major, and I kind of went into it first when I was applying to Ithaca College. Originally, I was just a screen cultures major, and I really liked the program. I wanted to do something like film related, but not exactly production. And once I got here, I joined the Ithacan and kind of getting a taste of like what journalism was like. Like I already had thought about it before college, but I was like not too sure if it was like the right career for me. And then once I joined the Ithacan, I was like, oh my God, I really, really like this. So that's when like I kind of was like, okay, I do think I want to pursue a career in journalism and stuff like that. And honestly, like I think both majors really complement each other, and like it was an easy way of me because they're both very flexible on like credits and stuff. So it was just it fit together.
Amazing.
Cool. I'm also in Park. I'm in Park in Dilley. I'm theater arts management and television digital media. I'm actually a transfer student on top of that. So I came from Clark University in business administration and theater with an emphasis in musical theater. And I ended up finding Ithaca College and really valued the hands-on program. I started as TAM, theater arts management, and IMC. And bounced around a bit. I was always a d double major, but didn't figure out TBDM was where I wanted to be until 2 years ago, I want to say. And now I'm in my last semester, and it has been just one of the most incredible experiences. It's a pairing of majors that works really well, and you wouldn't think it does, but it does. I was influenced by a TAM alum. Their name is Sean Malone, and they were incredibly helpful with me figuring out that this is something I want to do. I'm more in the management side in TBDM, same with TAM. So it's kind of helps me blend those two passions together and also bring the two schools together in a way that isn't really done that often.
Yeah, incredible. So, Mariana, we'll jump back to you, and then we'll kind of just go back and forth for the rest of these questions here. What are the advantages of double majoring, just for your personal school experience and beyond? What can double majoring do for your career?
Yeah, so I think one of the advantages are like the variety of courses you can get into. So for me, like a really interesting thing is like having that ability of like taking many different courses each semester. So I don't feel like, oh, I'm taking too many journalism classes right now or too many screen cultures classes. It really has like, it makes it fun because even like homework wise, it's like, yes, I have to write, but I also have to watch this and I also have to do this. So I don't get like stuck in like the same. I don't know. It really gives me like a lot of creative freedom. And at the same time, I think that another advantage, more like career wise, was that I wasn't exactly sure. Like I knew I wanted to do something with content, but I wasn't really sure. So having the two majors and having like such diverse courses also makes it very appealing. So when I'm applying to stuff, it's like, yes, I have journalism experience, but I also have film experience, and I also have like kind of like more like culture and religion and like other kind of things in the mix. And it just really gives me a chance to explore like what do I really want to do, like what do I really want to move on forward with and get that taste here before I go into the real world, like the career world.
Yeah, absolutely.
Echoing off of that, I think one of the biggest benefits is the versatility. There's so many opportunities to explore. I've been really thankful to have five internships in both theater, television, and film. And it's been a really, really cool experience to go from, last semester I was in insights and analytics, and the summer previously I was in operation distribution. I've done casting and general marketing and Kind of everything under that umbrella. So it's been really beneficial to be able to put that double major on my resume and on my applications. And I've just really appreciated finding that balance between the two schools and, from finding opportunities for performance majors to be in park films or bringing on the creative team from Dillingham Productions to ICTV shows. It's been really great to kind of boost that collaboration and find that passion within myself.
Yeah, amazing. And Casey, we'll stick on you for this next one, reverse the order a little bit here. On the flip side of that, what are some of the challenges that come with double majoring?
It's a puzzle. Like I said, I was a transfer and I jumped around, made my second major 3 times. So when I was sitting there looking at if I could do TVDM on top of TAM, it was down to a T. I had to do it perfectly because I also studied abroad last semester. And I was like, I will be going to London and I will graduate in spring 2024. So the biggest challenge is being on top of DegreeWorks, being on top of all your requirements, and also, with being a transfer, making sure every class you have taken previously fit to a qualification. I was very fortunate that all of my credits transferred into not just major requirements, but ICC, and then transfers don't. Our theme is just being a transfer student and what that means to us. So I was very fortunate in that realm. But I would say it's a test of your ability to be organized and on top of things, but it's a really fun puzzle.
Nice, lucky there on the theme. I lucked out not having to
Right.
pick one.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
and Mariana, challenges of double majoring.
Yeah, I think the DegreeWorks thing is very true. Like, you have to make sure you are getting those requirements met. And I think it's like, it has its pros and cons, obviously, but it's also like, for example, one thing for me has been like, I love my majors and but I also love exploring classes. So one of the things, like knowing that maybe my classmates are like, oh, I can take this random course this semester. And I'm like, oh, if I can't, because if I add those credits, then I cannot do this or that, right? I'm also thinking of going abroad. So that has both been like a challenge and a pro because of the classes. I have to look at very specific abroad programs that have like classes for bow majors or stuff like that, because you have that like tight schedule that you have to go with.
Yeah, amazing. Now, for both of you guys, and we can start with Mariana. We'll kind of stick to that back and forth. Keep mentioning it. You guys know. The viewers at home know. We've got the formula down. So for students who are considering a double major, in both of your experiences, are there any particular majors that you think lend themselves particularly well to a double major?
I mean, I'm sure there are. I wouldn't be able to like pinpoint them. Like I said, for example, with mine, a very good thing is like they're both kind of shorter majors, or if they're not like they're more like free with the requirements that they have. Like there's a lot of like you have to take like a class like in screen, like stuff like that. It's not really like this class, it's more like pick one, which has helped a lot. I think, for example, like a major like what's it called? Computer science would be like a harder one too. I know people who do it, which I think it's amazing, but it's harder because of like the workload again. Like I think it depends on like the kind of workload, also kind of like how different they are. I think both with Casey and I, like our majors are different, but at the same time they like work together. So that's a really nice thing that you can like do, whereas if others and like they benefit, like for example, with me with journalism, one thing is in journalism, you have to have a minor. And because I'm double majoring, I don't have to have that minor anymore. So it's like working the tricks around the majors of like, how can I make this work and also make it work as the both like complement each other.
I think any major can be doubled if you put your mind to it and if you really want to do it. I have friends who have done two really hard or are doing and have done two really hard majors. I have a friend that, is stage management and TVDM. I have a friend who's an acting major and a business administration major. Like,
Wow.
just, yeah, it's incredibly impressive. And I think it's just putting your mind to it and making sure to communicate with your advisor too. And I think that's a struggle too. If your advisor like is it in it as much as you are, it might not be as possible. You have to find that encouragement with them, but I think, you know, as if you think it will benefit your career and you think, or not just your career, your personal and professional self, if you think it'll benefit both of those or one of them, I say go for it, and you never know.
Now, both of you have your double majors are pretty complementary to each other. Have there been any times where you've been able to take one class that satisfies something for both majors at the same time?
I don't think to that degree. I'm still hoping. I'm, especially with the study abroad ones, I'm like, hopefully one will do for both. But like I said, like the journalism thing with the minor that has helped, or also just like, I think in my case, the fact that they're both like not so little in requirements, but so open with the requirements has really helped.
Yeah, I think my majors complement each other, but they don't substitute a lot. I have gotten substitutes, which is or crossovers, which has been super beneficial. I think like in London, I took British Media and Society, which fit my TVR requirements, but also I had a requirement to take a over 300 or a 300 or 400 level class. Some of my theater classes fit the area of study for TVDM, which is also why it's a great double major, because there's this whole section of your degree that's just you study what you want to, and when you enroll in it, it'll immediately recognize it in degree work. So I took a directing class in Dillingham, and that qualified for my area of study for TVDM. But most of my stuff in TVDM has overlapped in my themes. I know topics in media technology was a requirement for TVDM, but fit two of my ICCs, so it's kind of all just worked out in the end.
Yeah, that's a powerhouse of a class.
Love that class
Writing
too.
intensive and diversity, I think, double.
Yeah, it's
Yep.
this too.
It's a good class. Good class. Now, for both of you guys, is there anything that has happened in your time double majoring that you didn't expect would happen? And that can be positive or negative.
That's like unexpected. Is that your question?
Yeah.
I think just like in general, like I didn't come into college thinking of necessarily double majoring, so that in itself was pretty unexpected. But I think also like how flawlessly it has worked out, like being able to get that, like every time registration comes around, I'm like all nervous and I'm like, oh my God, am I gonna be able to get all my classes? And then I think, oh, actually the schedules work out, you know, or actually I can take this and this, and that leaves me, you know, I think it takes effort, but if you really want to, like Casey was saying, if you put your mind to it, it's something that anyone can accomplish. So I think it was unexpected how honestly, like it's a very visible thing. Like you can make it. It can't happen.
Yeah.
Exactly what I was gonna say, Mariana. It was so surprising how well it worked out, and I was shocked that I could graduate on time with all my other things that happened before deciding to pick my two majors. Yeah, I get the same feeling of during registration of being so concerned that like if I don't get into one class, like I have to rework the entire plan. But even if that happened, like my two advisors were always like so helpful, and we always had a plan B ready to go. And sometimes they were like, oh, if you don't get to a class, like we can always talk about like an independent study, which I wish I did. That's something I regret not doing, but it sounds like a really cool opportunity that people have done. But I feel like it's just been easier than I expected.
Yeah. Now you mentioned your advisor helping you out. As a whole, do you feel that Ithaca College has resources to support you in double majoring? And if not, is there anything that you think the college could do better to support students who are looking to succeed in double majoring?
I definitely think the resources are there. Yeah. I think it's a matter of reaching out. I think that's the hardest part and the most scary is just like asking for the resources. But I've always found them there. Like, I'm also an international student. So for me, like, the whole college experience has been very confusing and weird and stuff. But I think Ithaca has a really nice way of like making things accessible. And if they're not clear, like there's always someone you can go to ask. So it's just a fact of like we said, putting in the work and like really going forward with it. You have to be very proactive in it, but it's worth it.
Exactly that. I think it's There's obviously things here and there that could see improvement in the academic realm of Ithaca College. But I think that the opportunity is there. You have to seek it out, and I don't think it's necessarily promoted to do a double major, but it's definitely not, it shouldn't be, and I hope it's not looked down upon in the chance in the way of it's a stressful thing to do. I think something too I do want to add is sometimes on forms and stuff that the school sends out, it won't let you put two majors, or it'll say like your, I don't know if DegreeWorks says this, but somewhere says it of like this is your first major and then your secondary major. And that word secondary for me just makes the second one so like it doesn't make it as valuable. And I wish like it would just be like majors. Like
Right,
some
yeah.
say major, like just put the little S in the what are those things called?
Parentheses.
Parentheses, and like we're good. So I do hope some of that becomes more common because we are seeing more and more double majors. But besides that, I think it's been a smooth ride to figuring it out.
Yeah, awesome. So the college has mostly great resources and opportunities there. Just got to add some parenthetical S's on there. So in terms of your own time and your own strategies, it's a lot going on. What are some strategies you guys use to manage your time double majoring and how you kind of fit that whole schedule together and everything?
I love being organized. That is like my pride and joy. It is my hobby to be on top of everything I do. I use Outlook calendar, I use my Google calendar, I use the Reminders app, I have a Mac, so I have like the little notes app that like I'm like looking at it right now. I have like my schedule breakdown by the hour next to it. I have a homework sheet. I use Evernote for all my classes to take notes in. And I have like folders organized by semester of like everything I've ever done. It's just, I love doing it. And it's definitely helped being a double major. So obviously you don't have to go to that level of being organized, but I think it's super important if you do want to pursue being a double major, being on top of both. And like I said, like I don't think one is has more weight over the other. So making sure they're both a priority in my mind has been something I've kept up with for the past 3 years at Ithaca.
Same here. I love being organized. I'm the kind of person that's like, even before like going to the register, I already have like all my courses and I already thought of my courses for next semester. And I'm already like, I think I'm always 2 steps ahead, which is good. But it's also like having, I think, because I could say the same things like all my notes, my calendars, everything on all my devices is like linked together. But it's also like having some like patience with yourself and being like kind to yourself, because at the end of the day, having two majors is hard work. And I think also one of like the hardest things is like balancing it with college life, because you don't want to be like in classes all the time, right? Like you also want to have jobs or internships, opportunities, and all this. So it's really finding like a way to have the gratitude to be like, I'm doing all this, and understanding that sometimes having a double major means that you might not do X or Y, or sometimes it means finding the way to do X and Y while also making it work with your double major. So also being a very open-minded person, I would say, like just being someone who can make those things happen and make those connections and find ways to like, if you have to ask for an extension for something because your other major has the same deadline or whatever, be able to be like, hey, I need this and I need that. Also recognize like your own needs and make sure you're taking care of yourself, because having two majors is doable, but it's also something that takes out a lot of a person.
Yeah, absolutely. Great advice there from both of you guys. That was juicy stuff. So, next question here. Do you think people have what are some of the common misconceptions people have about double majoring? And what do you want them to understand better about it?
I feel like, yeah, that it's doable. It's even more common every day. It shouldn't be something looked down or like you're not, like I said, yes, you do have to find that like school life work balance, but at the same time, it's not a big sacrifice. Like there are ways to make it happen. that it has its benefits the same way that it has its negatives. And like, if you really think that it's something, like Casey was saying, was it's going to help you professionally and personally, don't be afraid to take the chance. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't. And if it does, it does. You know, I think more like leaning away from double majors and more towards college. College is a time to just try and do. And I can't say the same for my double major, but my minor, I'm changing it every single day. And all the time, I'm like, do I really want that minor or do I want another minor? So I'm like, and that's fine. Like, I think coming to that conclusion of like, it's a game, it's our time to try and play around and just, you know.
I think I said this previously, but it's daunting. It's a hard thing to look at and say, like, I'm gonna be able to do this. And I'm not gonna feel overwhelmed. I mean, the truth is you will, but that's natural for being in college and everyone feels overwhelmed all the time. It's just how you take that and turn that around in a positive way. And I think I've been really fortunate to be able to find some of my best friends in both majors and be able to build my life outside of academics, believe it or not. But I have had, you know, like even tonight, like in a few hours, I'm headed to the opening night for the last days of Judas Iscariot. And then tomorrow, I'm doing something for the Park School. And it's kind of like just being able to jump around like that is, it's hard to think about in a way that doesn't intimidate you, but it's fun. And it's just about having fun and embracing, you know, what you want out of college. And I'll say the same thing of you don't need to know what you want to do right away. And I chose two very broad double majors for that exact reason, because there's so many things I love and I don't want to be stuck in something very specific that, you know, in 4 years' time, if I'm like, oof, I don't, you know, want my degree to be in this specific thing anymore. I'm very fortunate to have two majors that don't pin me down in that way. And just because you have two majors, doesn't mean you're stuck in what those fields imply. That goes for people who aren't double majors either. It's just have fun and do what you want with college.
Amazing. Thank you guys both so much for sharing your experiences and your advice. We are in the home stretch here for this episode of the Career Corner, but before we close out, I want to open it up to you guys if there's any last pieces of advice or anything else you want to say to our listeners at Ithaca College and beyond about double majoring.
I would just say, Casey reminded me this when she was talking about like how broad her majors were. I think that especially if you're someone who's very passionate about a lot of things, consider double majoring. Yeah, I think we are stuck with this idea, or at least I know that was my case, and especially one of the reasons I didn't initially go to journalism was because I was like, oh, if I choose this, this is what I have to do the rest of my life. And like if I internship one time here, then I'm gonna stuck in that position the rest of my life, you know? And especially in our like generation, I think we're living in a very like fluid world where all the opportunities open up to other things. So make the most out of that. Like, don't just be like, okay, I already picked this path, so that's what I'm gonna stick to. And I love Ithaca College for that. I think it has so many opportunities. You can be involved in so many things, or you can be very involved in one thing. Like, you have so many options, and it's all your choice. And that can be intimidating, but it's also it's a great privilege we have, right? So yeah, kind of just like leaving that thought to like, you know, do whatever you want. I bet when we're 50-year-olds, we're not gonna be thinking of, ah, oh, that one time I chose double major and I shouldn't have, you know? So.
Mine would be get involved and use it to your best advantage, whatever that means for you. For me, it means being on LinkedIn like 4 times a day. I love LinkedIn. If anyone wants to, feel free to go look at my LinkedIn. I pride myself in my LinkedIn. And being on top of making sure your double major shines and your abilities are showcased in that. I have like multiple resumes catered towards different fields, and I've been so fortunate to explore so many different industries, academically and professionally. So engage with what you want to engage with, and It's an exciting ride. I've loved my time at Ithaca College, and I think one of the biggest advantages here too is the ability to network. And when I'm requesting to follow or add someone or follow them on LinkedIn, a lot of the time it's because they graduated from Ithaca College, and I know what that means as an alumni, as a future alumni. I hope I will continue doing that. So, yeah, that's the advice I got.
Amazing. Well, thank you both so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Lucas.
Thank you, Lucas.
That's Casey and Mariana talking about double majoring. Folks, that's all we have for today, but you do not have to wait till the next episode to get career guidance. You can visit drop-in hours every weekday from 11 to 2 in Mueller Faculty Center 101. I'm Lucas Kaufman, and this has been Career Corner.